Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time for Spiritual Awakening Radio. This week's program is titled The Teachings and Mystic Poetry of Sant Tulsi Sahib of Hathras, Baba Devi Sahib of Moradabad, also in India, and Huzur Maharaj Rai Saligram Bahadur of Agra, India. There is only one time when it is essential to awaken. That time is now, said the Buddha. My mission statement: there's not just one religion, there are thousands. After years of being concerned that too few voices, too few points of view are getting heard when it comes to spiritual paths and world religions, that the radio airwaves were not reflecting the diversity that really exists, I started producing my own programs, exploring the world of spirituality, comparative religion, meditation, mysticism, and books, bringing to the airwaves the gentle voices of saints, the wisdom of masters or mystics, world scriptures, sacred texts, the great spiritual traditions and classics of the East and the West. This program is here every week exploring the world of spirituality, comparative religion, world scriptures, sacred texts, spiritual classics, and other books that matter, East and West, about God, meditation, out-of-body or near-death experiences, the vegan diet, and other ahimsa ethics of non-violence in thought, word, and deed. This is a satsang without walls, a spiritual gathering or meet-up without walls on the World Wide Web and radio airwaves. Education for a more peaceful planet. My name is James Bean. Welcome to Spiritual Awakening. My website is at this address, spiritualawakeningradio.com. The email address is james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. The teachings and mystic poetry, mystic verses of Tulsi Sahib, Baba Devi Sahib, and Huzur Maharaj Rai Saligram Bahadur of Agra, India. I begin with Huzur Maharaj. This is a passage about him, and it has a quote from him. It's by Professor Agam Prasad Mathur, one of India's top historians, from his book, The Radhaswami Faith, A Historical Study. Emphasis on love and devotion. Reviving the bhakti, or love, traditions of the medieval saints of India. The founders of the Radhaswami faith emphasized the devotional aspect of the spiritual path. According to them, bhakti, or love alone, would bring liberation of the soul, would bring salvation to suffering humanity. One should engender true love for the formless supreme being and take shelter in his divine will. Huzur Maharaj once said that a heart devoid of love or affection is as hard as stone and does not form a suitable receptacle for the light of heavenly grace and mercy. The Supreme Being loves and takes special care of those who love Him with all their heart and soul, and gradually draws them towards Himself, the center of pure light and attraction. Unquote. Says Agam Prasad Mathur, love, therefore, is the keynote of the Radhaswami faith. The faith also presents a harmonious blending of yoga and bhakti. The key to Surat Shabd Yoga, or inner light and sound meditation, lies with the guru of the time, the living teacher of the time. A practitioner must therefore practice bhakti of the master as a prerequisite to successful performance of meditation. Love is the way. True and selfless love is at the heart of the path. The following is from the love chapter of Hazur Maharaj Raisalagram, God Bhakti, in the book Radhaswami Mat Prakash. The term Radhaswami means Lord of the Soul, the formless Supreme Being, a Supreme Being who has no form, but is more like an infinite cloud of love, an ocean of love, as a matter of fact. The book Radhaswami Mat Prakash was written in English by Hazur Maharaj, was the very first Sant Mat book to be written in English by a master in the English language. He actually wrote in English. He knew English. And it also was the first Radhaswami book to make its way to North America during the early decades of the 20th century. So it is a great spiritual classic and introduction to Radhaswami teachings emanating from Agra, India, by Hazur Maharaj Raisalagram, and his spiritual master, who was Swamiji Maharaj, also known as Seth Shivdayal Singh. He says, "This practice of meditation can be conducted easily and comfortably if the devotee has a little love for the Supreme Being. Without love, it will be too hard and difficult to practice Surat Shabd Yoga with any good result to be obtained within a short period of time. The Supreme Being, being a boundless ocean of spirit or love, and the human being, being a drop or current of spirit or love from this ocean, and love being the very essence and means of existence of the whole creation, it follows that no effort in any direction, temporal or spiritual, unless actuated by love or affectionate regard, can be crowned with success, and the work or labor rendered easily, sweet, and harmonious. Love is most sublime, having its origin in the highest region, the abode of the Supreme Being. In whatever heart it springs up, it will gradually raise and carry the fortunate possessor of this lofty and noble passion to the highest region. All good qualities and goodness itself will gradually find their home in the heart in which love dwells, and all bad qualities will be rooted out one by one. Whatever a person fully of pure love thinks or does is all wisdom, while the thoughts and works of the worldly wise are full of ego and folly. Knowledge without love for the Supreme Being is futile and tends toward untruth or darkness or materialism, while love turns everything to good use and leads to enlightenment and truth. Pure and holy love is always ready to spend regardless whatever it has to for the sake of its beloved, the Supreme Being. Pure and holy love is always ready to sacrifice anything, whatever to gain admission into the presence of the beloved, the Supreme Being. Whereas self-love will never part with anything except for the sake of its own aggrandizement and indulgence. The noble passion of love is most powerful and strong. It removes all obstacles and thorns in its way, and discards all superstitions, doubts, and skepticism. Where pure love dwells, there sheds the light of grace, as it forms a link with the spirit or love current from its source, the Supreme Being. A heart devoid of love or affection is as hard as stone and does not form a suitable receptacle for the light of heavenly grace and mercy. Sincere love is reciprocal. So if one has a heart full of love for the Supreme Being, he is sure to be attracted towards him by grace, mercy, and holy light, which will gradually illumine his inner self, and then all menial or worldly affections and desires will gradually disappear. Love, or the power of attraction, is the basis of the whole creation and the cause of its sustenance and preservation. The Supreme Being takes care of those who love him with all their heart and soul, and gradually draws them towards himself, the grand center of pure light and attraction. While those whose hearts are imbued with worldly love and passions recede from this center, or in other words, they of themselves fly away towards the circumference or darkness. Every wave of love rising in a lover's heart brings tidings of goodness and joy from the beloved, and every thought springs up in such a heart is a harbinger of good works and good services for the sake of the beloved. Love has no bounds, knows no restrictions, and is not limited by conditions, and like its source, is extensive and far-reaching in its beneficial results. From the Love Chapter of Hazur Maharaj Rai Saligram Bahadur, from his great spiritual classic Radhaswami Mat Prakash, authored originally in the English language and circulated in North America, the first Sant Mat book to reach North America, unless someone had some sort of translation of Kabir poetry or something prior to that date. You never know, that could have been perhaps some Rabindranath Tagore translation in French lying on somebody's coffee table somewhere in New York City. You never know. But Radhaswami Mat Prakash was the first modern-day Sant Mat book to reach North America, the first book of this mystical tradition that emanates from Agra, India. With this talk of the beloved, one gets the sense that this tradition very much is fond of Rumi poetry, and that certainly is true. In the Sarbachan Radhaswami poetry of Hazur Maharaj's spiritual master, Seth Shivdayal Singh, the one and only quote from any source, in this book, Sarbachan Radhaswami poetry, the only saint quoted was Rumi. So indeed, Agra has been a place of Sufis and saints, and the poetry of Rumi was very popular in Agra, India, during the 19th century when Shivdayal Singh composed his verses of the Sarbachan poetry, and of course his successor, Hazur Maharaj, followed in that same tradition. Next, the mystic verses of Sant Tulsi Sahib of Hathras, India. Hathras is just a few miles away from Agra, and Seth Shivdayal Singh and Hazur Maharaj Rai Saligram Bahadur were very fond of Tulsi Sahib. Hazur Maharaj published a volume of Tulsi Sahib verses in his volume 6 of Prem Patra Radhaswami. And Shivdayal Singh was a disciple and spiritual successor of Tulsi Sahib of Hathras. So this is all actually one family of teachers and disciples. Tulsi Sahib himself visited Agra, visited the home of Seth Shivdayal Singh in Agra during the 19th century, and so all one family of saints and mystics. This is a quote from a disciple of Tulsi Sahib by the name of Shyama. I saw a brilliant flame bursting forth within me, on which I kept my soul fixed. Then, piercing the flame, my soul proceeded onward, and it reached a gateway, as it were, from where could be seen a sky, studded all over with suns and moons. By your grace and compassion, I have been able to partake of the bliss of higher regions. A description of a mystical experience, a visionary experience into the beyond, by Shyama, disciple of Sant Tulsi Sahib of Hathras. Tulsi Sahib used to often go to places quite far from Hathras, wrapping his body in a blanket and with a stick in hand. That blanket, by the way, was like a patchwork quilt with many different colors, many square patches. It became a famous icon. He usually used to remain in a state of withdrawal. And in that very state, an incessant flow of utterances concerning the secrets of higher regions used to emanate from his mouth like a babbling stream. Gat Ramayan, Shabdavali, a collection of hymns, and Ratan Sagar are well-known works composed by Tulsi Sahib. Another book which he wrote but remained unfinished is called Padam Sagar. All of these books were written after Sant Tulsi Sahib's arrival to the city of Hathras. Near the above-mentioned banyan tree, I'm quoting from a book about Tulsi Sahib, describing him as meditating near this banyan tree. Near the above-mentioned banyan tree, a stupendous two-storied building has been constructed by devotees of Tulsi Sahib, which is still there to this very day, and in which he stayed till he left his mortal coil. In this very building, there is a place marked where Tulsi Sahib used to sit whilst initiating people into meditation practice. There is also a hemispherical cave where he used to practice inner sound meditation, a very quiet, silent space this cave must have been. And this spot is a kind of holy spot, venerated. People still meditate in that cave to this very day. In the English language, there are a couple of books translating excerpts from the writings of Tulsi Sahib. Sant Das Maheshwari published a book called Param Sant Tulsi Sahib, featuring excerpts from the Gat Ramayan, his great spiritual classic, and also some hymns from Tulsi Sahib's Shabdavali, another great collection of mystical, out-of-this-world verses. There is another book called Gat Ramayana of Tulsi Sahib by Baba Kehar Singh of the Radha Swami Satsang Tarn Tarn, which has a few verses from the Guru Nanak or Sikh section of the Gat Ramayan, but not too many verses, some verses from that with a lot of commentary by the late Baba Kehar Singh of the Tarn Tarn Satsang. So that book provides a few additional verses plus lots of commentary. And there is another book published by the Radha Swami Satsang Bayas, Dera Baba Jamal Singh, near the Bayas River in the Punjab of India. And that's a book called Tulsi Sahib, Saint of Hathras. And that does feature quite a few verses of Tulsi Sahib's mystic verses. And I can send you information about these books if you're curious to read some of these verses of Sant Tulsi Sahib. Sant Tulsi once said, "Whosoever has concentrated his soul has been redeemed from the fear of death. She, the soul, has ascended the firmament of the heavens with force and has found refuge at the feet of the Supreme Lord. She has taken abode in the infinite region and has attained union with the Beloved. Indeed, O Tulsi, she has been delivered from the delusion, suffering, and fever of countless lives, says Tulsi Sahib of Hathras. Another verse of Tulsi Sahib from his collection of hymns known as Shabdavali. Listen, O swan soul, ascend to your true abode. So says the Master again and again. You do not pay attention to his words. O finish your sorrows and joys and transmigrations. If the deluded soul were to unite with her source, never again would she be encumbered by body and mind. From the source of the divine ocean opens a portal to the light. O awaken that resplendent light within you, says Tulsi Sahib. After the break, I'm going to spend a very long time exploring mystic verses and teachings of Sant Tulsi Sahib of Hathras, India. You're hearing Spiritual Awakening Radio. My name is James Bean. Stay tuned for more after these messages.
Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Be vegan, make peace, be good to the planet, and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Spiritual Awakening Radio streams live every week at this time on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio. My name is James Bean. My website is at this address,
spiritualawakeningradio.com. At the website, you'll find links to blogs, daily spiritual quotes via social media. I have a donate button at the website, which helps keep the program going and expanding. And you'll find a link to the podcast or download page, so you can download this or other podcasts of Spiritual Awakening. On today's program, you're hearing mystic verses and teachings of Tulsi Sahib of Hathras, Baba Devi Sahib of Moradabad, and Huzur Maharaj Vaisaligram of Agra. These individuals were all acquainted with each other. There is a connection between one and the other. Huzur Maharaj was a disciple of Swamiji Maharaj of Agra, who was a disciple of Tulsi Sahib of Hathras. Baba Devi Sahib was also a devotee of Sant Tulsi Sahib of Hathras, and was friends with Huzur Maharaj Vaisaligram and spent some time as his guest at his ashram in Agra. Connections between all of these great souls that I'm describing on today's program, that I'm sharing quotes from on today's program. It was an interesting period of time, all of these great spiritual giants and incarnations, back in 1843, 1890, in that period. A lot going on, a great flowering, a great creative burst going on in Indian spirituality at that time. Sant Tulsi Sahib says, if you do the meditation practice for a few days, the inner way will open before you, and the path to reach the one God, the Most High, is before you. Tulsi Sahib says there are five real jewels in this life. One, association with saintly souls or devotees. Sadhus, initiates, satsangis, devotees, the virtuous, saints and sages. Association with such people is extremely beneficial. Two, being in the protection or taking refuge with a living master, a living satguru. Three, love. Four, humility. Five, compassion. Those are the five real jewels in this life. Association with others on the path, taking refuge in the living teacher of the time, love, humility, and compassion. Sant Tulsi Sahib said, external practices and formalism are worth nothing. The real sadhana, the real spiritual or meditation practice, is within one's own self. Without realizing the soul and the sound current, all this is a vain show. All this is a vain show until the soul rises above and abides in its natural state. Within this body breathes the essence. Within this body beats the heart of the scriptures, the Vedas. Within this body shines the entire universe, so the saints proclaim. Hermits, ascetics, celibates, all are lost, seeking him in endless guises. Seers and sages perfectly parrot the scriptures and holy books, blinded by knowledge. Their pilgrimage and fasting and striving, but delude. Despite their perfect practice, they discover no destination. Only the saints who know the body's heart have attained the ultimate, O Tulsi. Realize this, and you found your freedom. While teachers trapped in tradition know only the mirage in the mirror. Enter within thyself, and there behold the invisible beloved, and cherish thou and ever foster thy love for him. With knowledge, discrimination, and contemplation, let the bonds of Kal Narinjan, the lord of time and death, be severed. reach thou the banks of the Lake of Nectar, O Tulsi. There take a holy dip, be baptized, and wash away thy karmas. Pure is the true love of that immaculate Lord, seeing whom the soul is filled with bliss. Cleanse the chamber of your heart so that the Beloved may enter. Remove all foreign impressions so that he can take his seat there. See with the eye's heart the astonishing spectacle of this world. O heart, ravishing scenes appear there to entice you. One heart with many desires, and always the lust for more, where is there any room for the Lord to come and reside? It is a great pity that, going in the false temples, the indweller of the true mosque of the human body, the true temple of the human body, is made to suffer. We should listen with attention in the prayer room of the true Kaaba, the true holy place within. The sound is coming from the court of the Supreme Lord and is calling you. Why are you wandering around lost in search of the Beloved? O devotee, meet the perfect Master with sincerity and patience. He will give you the secret. If you do the practice for a few days, the inner way will open before you. It is the path to reach Allah, the one God, the Most High. This is the call of Tulsi. O practitioner, do the practice with concentration. The Shabd, the divine sound described in the Quran, will take you to Allah, the Most High. Another verse of Tulsi Sahib of Hathras. Tulsi Sahib did have some Sufi disciples, and so there are a few poems of Tulsi Sahib that speak in that Sufi Rumi language of love for the Beloved, or the Supreme Allah. The true Kaaba, the true mosque, is within. He is speaking to some of his Sufi followers there in Hathras and also Agra. You'll hear more verses of Tulsi Sahib, as well as mystic verses of a disciple of his by the name of Baba Devi Sahib. After these messages, you're hearing Spiritual Awakening Radio.
Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us.
There's a reason why ADT is America's leading home security company. Since 1874, they've helped protect over 5 million homes. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the ADT banner. It's more affordable than you think.
Be vegan, make peace, be good to the planet, and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us. www.vegan.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Teachings and mystic poetry of Tulsi Sahib, Baba Devi Sahib, and Huzur Maharaj on today's edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio. Said Tulsi Sahib of Hathras, "Without the saints, O Tulsi, we are tossed about endlessly. Without the merciful, compassionate Master, eon after eon, we rove. Master has revealed the path of inner light and sound. They still the mind and raise one's attention to mystic skies within. The soul concentrates at the portal, the third eye, and is in bliss." Tulsi Sahib says that people devote themselves to worldly learning, but of what use will it be if they do not recognize saints? The soul's inner eye has not opened, and though he has his external sight, he is really blind, that is, cannot see things in their true perspective. Without the Satguru, he will drift in the lower centers and will never be rid of worldly attachments. From the source of the ocean opens a window of light. Awaken that resplendent light within thee. Repeat the name of the Supreme Lord and secure him, says Tulsi Sahib. He who follows the precepts and teachings of Satsang, the association of saints, past and present, is a blessed soul. I sacrifice myself again and again. His soul is absorbed in the bliss of Satsang and is sure to attain the goal. Tulsi says that he who has come under the protection of the all-powerful and all-merciful Satguru is enjoying the greatest bliss and joy internally. He is one with the Beloved. The bliss of the holy feet is indescribable. I want to share with you some verses of Baba Devi Sahib of Moradabad, India. Before he lived in Moradabad, establishing an ashram there, he was in Agra as a guest of Huzur Maharaj Rai Selagram, and before that he lived in Hathras and once was blessed as a young child by Sant Tulsi Sahib, the great saint of Hathras. In the biography of Baba Devi Sahib, he describes his encounter. Padmadas, a devotee of the Radhaswami faith, took Baba Devi Sahib to see Huzur Maharaj Rai Selagram, visiting his satsang in Agra. There, Padmadas narrated to Selagram about Baba Devi's story, introducing the two to each other, introducing Baba Devi Sahib to Rai Selagram, describing his intensified devotion from childhood, demise of parents at a very early age, his firm determination and increasing intuition to spend his life as a yogi in a lonely place. Hearing all of these things, Rai Selagram asked Baba Devi, "Do you know the method of meditation which you want to practice in a secluded place?" "Yes," Baba Devi replied humbly. Then Selagram Sahib asked, "From where have you learned this meditation practice?" Baba Devi said, "I am a disciple of Sant Tulsi Sahib, and he himself has blessed me." Then Saligram Sahib became very glad to hear about this and told Baba Devi, saying to him, "that you are a member of my own family because Sant Tulsi Sahib was my most reverend." Huzur Maharaj Rai Saligram further explained about the association of his guru, Seth Shiv Dayal Singh, and Tulsi Sahib's disciple, Gudhari Das. He disclosed that his guru, Shiv Dayal Singh, used to tell that he, Shiv Dayal, had been greatly benefited with the association of Baba Gudhari Das, a disciple of Sant Tulsi Sahib. That's from the biography of Baba Devi Sahib, which will be eventually out published by me sometime as an e-book in the weeks to come. I decided to create an e-booklet featuring a fresh English translation, rephrased into contemporary English, of the life of Baba Devi Sahib, followed by all of the available teachings of Baba Devi Sahib that have appeared in the English language. I thought I would turn it into an e-booklet and upload it for free online, open source, V for Vendetta, you know, put all the information out there for the internet to read if they want, for free, you know. All information should be available to everyone. And so I'm going to do that with this particular ebook or ebooklet, The Life and Teachings of Baba Devi Sahib. Speaking of those, here are some sample verses from what has been translated from Baba Devi Sahib, the great devotee and spiritual successor of Sant Tulsi Sahib. "God and love are otherwise one and the same thing," says Baba Devi Sahib. "In short, bhakti or love is such a thing without which no worldly or heavenly acts can be accomplished. He alone is a human being in that sense who knows the key to the secret of love. He whose heart is devoid of that spirit of love is not even at the level of an animal. He is rather inferior to that. Bhakti is that essential substance without which any work, either of this world or of the other world, cannot be fulfilled. For all tasks which a man performs with genuine zeal get accomplished well, and all other works in which we do not feel sincerely involved, remain incomplete or are only half done. Bhakti makes a person immensely wise and of pure intellect. Virtues such as that of honesty and truthfulness stand with folded hands in attendance of a devout being. Bhakti is the duty of the whole world. No creed, no faith, or no sect can remain steady and stable without bhakti. The whole universe is permeated with love," says Baba Devi Sahib. After the break, I will delve into many more verses of Baba Devi Sahib. You're hearing Spiritual Awakening Radio.
Loving Hut is the fastest growing chain of animal-free gourmet vegan restaurants all over the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a healthy, sustainable, planet-friendly, plant-based diet. All mouth-watering items on the menu are 100% vegan. In the Atlanta area, visit Loving Hut at 6385 Spalding Drive, Norcross, Georgia. To see what's on the menu, get driving directions or other information, go to lovinghut.us/Georgia. lovinghut.us/Georgia. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/lovinghutga. That's facebook.com/lovinghutga.
Radio. Radio Your Way. HealthyLife.net.
Teachings and mystic poetry of Tulsi Sahib, Baba Devi Sahib, and Hazur Maharaj Rai Salagram on this week's edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio. I wanted to share this charming Jesus-like story from the writings of Tulsi Sahib on today's program, so I thought I would jump back to Tulsi Sahib and put this at the beginning of this segment to be sure to include it. Purity comes from within. It's not bestowed by institutions or Brahmins. Once a Brahmin, while bathing in the Ganges River, was asking a Sudra, a member of the untouchable caste, to move off, lest his touch might pollute him. Tulsi Sahib noticed this and said, "Yours, sir, is a very strange scriptural regulation. If the Ganges is so pure on account of her origin from Vishnu's feet, why should a Sudra who has sprung up from the self-same feet be so impure?" Very charming story, very Jesus-like. Why can't my disciple enter into the temple? He's as pure as any Pharisee on any day of the week, right? It's one of those kind of egalitarian parables. Baba Devi Sahib, as a small child, was taken by his parents to be blessed by Tulsi Sahib, the family guru in Hathras, and he became, as an adult, a great devotee of Tulsi Sahib. Baba Devi Sahib said, "Unlike other worship methods popular in religions and sects with different names, the methods of inner light and sound meditation are not man-made. God himself is the founder and operator of these methods. Since the beginning, God has kept these two methods inside human beings with full qualifications. The way of redemption of souls, also known as jivas, is available within all human beings. The light and the sound are within everyone, within every human being. So this inner seeing of divine light and inner hearing of divine sound, these forms of meditation are not invented by any particular religion or sect. They've always been, since the beginning of time, perhaps before that. The light and the sound are within, are the creation of the divine." The following is from the life of Baba Devi Sahib. I'll be including this in the e-book that I'm working on. Baba Devi managed to work, as well as help other people, doing whatever he could do. Baba Devi managed all worldly duties in such a very good manner that no one could guess that his consciousness would be swirling across the inner realm during meditation. He was filled with the blessings of the Satguru. He was transcending inner bondages within himself. He was on the way of higher stages in meditation. His continuous and regular practice was on the peak. The aura of spirituality was spreading within him. Then the time came when he did not want to waste another second on worldly things. He wanted to put his consciousness only into meditation. People could not know the depth of his meditation. Again, that's from the life of Baba Devi Sahib of Moradabad when he was gaining enlightenment and soaring pretty far, ascending pretty high in his meditation practice. He was described as being very radiant also, having a kind of sparkle or radiant face during those days. Baba Devi Sahib was a great devotee of Tulsi Sahib, and one of his practices was the contemplation of inner sound, the inner music. This is from the Discourses of Baba Devi Sahib. Music casts a direct influence on the body, organs, and soul. Diseases of body, organs, and soul get cured by this music. This is the explicit impact of sound, which is concerned with the external use of ears, the sound heard by external ears. The other music or sound, the inner music, is internal, and the way to listen to that is by focusing our attention on the internal shabda or sound that is ringing within each one of us. Internal sound is a highly precious wealth in the life of every human being. So long as this sound is present in a man, he is alive. As soon as the sound exits, it's the end of him. Thus, the difference between a corpse and a living one, a living man, is that while a man is alive, he walks and talks, he speaks, and when the sound leaves him, he is able to neither walk nor talk. The cycle of life is the result of the inspiration of the sound. There is an inner sound, and it is our duty as human beings to find it and follow it back to its source, says Baba Devi Sahib of Moradabad. One of my favorite saints, along with Tulsi Sahib, but also so is Rai Selegram. Thus, I put all three together on today's edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio. Many of these quotes are found online. Some of these are from books that you can access for free on the web. Send me an email or text message, and I will be happy to send you links to the writings of these three great saints. My email address is james@spiritualawakeningradio.com, james@spiritualawakeningradio.com, or send me a text message at this number, 508-603-9381, 508-603-9381. Thanks for joining me today on Spiritual Awakening Radio.
Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Good to the planet and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on your plate. If you want to please your palate while still promoting love and harmony with the planet, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain in the world, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To learn more, go to www.lovinghut.us.
Once again, the address is www.lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, which is noon Pacific Time. Also on Sundays at noon Eastern, which is 9 a.m. Pacific Time. At HealthyLife.net, click on the Archive tab, scroll down, and you'll discover that there are many editions of Spiritual Awakening Radio there that you can click on and listen to anytime on demand. There are also podcasts of the program available through HealthyLife.net. Visit my website, SpiritualAwakeningRadio.com. From there, you can send me an email if you like. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/SpiritualAwakeningRadio, where you'll find links to recently archived programs, spiritual quotes, and news about upcoming shows. For Spiritual Awakening, I'm James Bean.